This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senators Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray are crafting a deal to patch up a financially ailing Obamacare. The president opposes the pact as it seems to reward bailouts to insurance companies already profiting handsomely from Obamacare. Pro-life advocates are doubtful that the abortion-friendly senator from Washington State could craft a bill even neutral on abortion. Justice Department attorneys argued in court Wednesday that an illegal immigrant does not have a constitutional right to an elective abortion while in federal custody. And one federal agency added that the care for immigrant minors must not include releasing them to ideologically based advocacy groups for abortion. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan spent 40 minutes arguing with the government and then ordered the girl an abortion. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Critics who say President Trump should compel all employers to fund contraception are ignoring scientific evidence. The White House buttressed their legal argument killing the HHS mandate with robust evidence showing failure of contraceptives to work outside laboratory conditions. Dr. Michael New highlights the simplest in a long set of evidences showing that human behavior in contraceptive practice increases the opportunity for failure, resulting in an increase in so-called unintended pregnancies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.